Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org, and in this quick self-help segment, we are going to talk about fear of failure and how to overcome it. So I'm going to give you some quick and practical techniques and insights for how to really deal with the fear of failure. All right, so what is the fear of failure? Let's talk about that for a second. Fear of failure is basically something that every one of us has. This is what holds every one of us back from living a charged kind of life, from living to our full potential. Because the fact is that the world is dangerous. There are things out there that we need to look out for. And that in our biology, in our psychology, through hundreds and thousands of years of evolution, what has happened is that we've been programmed with just ways of thinking and dealing with situations in fearful ways. Because fear is a very good, quick hit of stimulation that gets you to change your behavior. And that is kind of like the carrot and stick model of motivation. And that's how our reptilian brain works, is that when you're faced with a real danger, when you're walking through the jungle and all of a sudden you see a tiger, then you've got literally a physical response happening in your brain, especially in your reptilian brain, that is just taking over all of you. And it is sending you into action. That's the flight or fight response. And all of a sudden, you're geared, you're motivated. Within a split second, you're filled with adrenaline and you're off, you're running away, or you're grabbing a stick to fend off the tiger, whatever you're doing. So that's totally natural. And that's the environment we grew up in because we've evolved through millions of years of survival of the fittest, right? And it is kind of a dog-eat-dog world. But actually now that we're living in a more humane society where we don't have to be at each other's throats all the time, that fear is still present. And we still have all these fears that grip us. But in fact, the dangers are not nearly as great as they were. And what happens is that this fear paralyzes and holds us back and makes us very, very conservative and safety-minded rather than growth-minded. And so we become afraid of trying new things. And fear of failure is basically an aspect of that, what I was talking about, but also ties in with perfectionism, right? It's thinking that when you do something, that it's going to have to go well, it's going to have to be perfect. And that if it's not, then somehow you failed, and somehow that's like the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. I feel very qualified to talk about this topic because I have a lot of fear of failure still, even though I've done years and years of personal development work and I've studied so many numerous techniques and strategies and ideas about this stuff. The fact is that it's really hard to get rid of fear of failure entirely. It's something you have to chip away at slowly and slowly and slowly. And the best way to really deal with fear of failure is, one, to put yourself in a position where you're relatively safe and secure. So if you're really in a dangerous and hostile environment, not just in your mind, but I mean really in a hostile environment, like if you're in some poor country in Africa where you really face a danger of getting your arms chopped off with a machete, that's a hostile environment. You living in a suburb in the United States is not a hostile environment. So if you're not really hostile environment, then you have to definitely handle that. But if you're living in a comfortable sort of secure environment that most of us live in a first world country, then the fear of failure is largely your mind playing tricks on you. And what it's doing is it's looking at your past childhood and it's looking at those experiences, and your subconscious mind is bringing forward the things that you're afraid of the most. And for everybody, that's going to be slightly different. So maybe you were raised in a family where you were always told that you have to be a certain way, otherwise you're not going to be loved. And so now you have a real fear of disappointing people. And so there's a real fear that if you don't live up to people's expectations, then you're going to feel like you failed and that you are unlovable. Or maybe you grew up in a family situation where you didn't have a lot of money. And so the thing that was instilled in you was the fear that you're going to be poor and broke. And now you're an adult, and even if you have a relatively good amount of money in your bank account, you might still be walking around and holding this this limiting belief or holding this image in your mind, in your subconscious mind, this powerful image that one day, if you don't handle all your affairs correctly, you're going to wind up like that bum on the street. And your mind comes up with all sorts of stories and excuses for why that's true. And in fact, if you have that fear right now, then you're probably sitting there and saying, well, Leo, it is true. If I don't go to work, if I don't handle my affairs, I am going to be a bum on the street. So yes, technically, it's true in that sense. But the problem is, and the problem with this whole fear of failure is that really it's a mechanism that has become dysfunctional. Fear can be functional in appropriate situations. With that tiger in the jungle example, that was a very appropriate reaction to fear. Where it's not appropriate is most likely how it's functioning in your life, right? Because it's keeping you from pursuing your full potential. It's keeping you in your comfort zone. So for example, maybe you feel like you should step it up at work and go ask for that promotion, or maybe ask for a raise, but you have a fear of failure. Well, what if I go and I ask for that raise and they tell me no? That's gonna feel horrible. I'm gonna get rejected. And what if not only did they not give me the raise, but what if they tell me that they're firing me now because I was too bold in going up and asking for a raise? Well, see what's happening there is you're creating this worst case scenario. And what's happening is that your lower self, that very conservative side of you, is taking that scenario of you being a bum on the street, and it's magnifying it, and it's having you just like spill into every aspect of your life, in all the thinking that you do about your life. And what that's doing is it's holding you back. Because the fact is that, yes, there might be some risk in going and asking for a promotion, but on the other hand, how do you want to live your life? Do you want to live your life in constant failure? Or do you want to live your life going out there and pushing your comfort zone, trying new things? Here's the trick about failure, is that failure is actually good. Failure is not as bad as your mind makes it out to be. Failure is how really successful people get successful. It's not that they're born successful. It's that they go through a process of trial and error, making lots of mistakes, failing many times, to learn those hard lessons, to get those lessons wired into their brains. And then they can have the success that they have because they've tried it all. They failed so many times, they don't care anymore. That's kind of what you need to do, is you need to numb yourself down to this idea that failure is bad. It's not bad. In fact, I can bet you that if I was with you right now, one-on-one, and I asked you, tell me about a time in your life where you really, really struggled a lot and you failed a lot and you still kept with it, but you failed so many times. You just tried so many times. You kept failing and failing and failing and failing, but you just kept with it and you just kept with it and you just kept with it. What we'll probably find is that actually led to something very positive in your life. Because what happened through that process is that you learned something. Through that failure process, eventually you came out with some new insight. You came out with some new skill set. You came out with some new asset that you created, or maybe a relationship that sprung out of that. Something positive. And that came out of the direct result that you got understanding by doing this trial and error process. And that is how learning happens, through failure. When a little child starts to learn how to walk, what does he do? He doesn't say to himself, well, what if I fail? What if I take that first step and it doesn't work? He's not conscious of that at all. If he had that kind of mindset, none of us would ever walk. Fortunately enough, when you're at that age, your instincts kind of just kick in and you start walking, you start experimenting, but what you see them doing is struggling and trying and falling down and going again and again and again, but they're getting enjoyment out of it. And it's kind of like a game. It's like a fun challenge, right? Fun challenge, they're trying it out. Even though maybe sometimes they land on their ass, they get hurt, they get bruised, they slip, they chip a tooth, whatever, knock their head on a bench, but like they're learning through that process, and that's necessary. So this idea that you fear failing in your career, in your business, in your relationship, so what? So what if you fail? Nothing that bad is going to happen, right? And think about it. If a friend came to you right now and he was really, really anxious and neurotic about failing on some some project that he's working on, or like really screwing up a conversation with somebody, or giving a speech and like making a fool of himself, or whatever else, what would you tell him? You would tell him exactly what I'm telling you, is you would tell him, you know, how important is it in the grand scheme of things if you bomb that test, if you bomb that relationship, if you bomb that speech, if you bomb your marriage? It's really not that important. And some of these things, I want to make sure that I'm being clear here. I'm not just saying little things. I'm saying all things. I specifically said something like a marriage, because a marriage is a big thing. And most people would say, well, you don't want to bomb your marriage. And I'm not saying that you should deliberately, but I'm saying that in the end, you're going to do your best. And your best sometimes isn't good enough. Sometimes you need to learn through the school of hard knocks. And sometimes bombing that marriage is exactly what needs to happen to you. And you know what? There's nothing that bad about it. In the end, you're making out to be too big of a deal. And you know this because if I came to you with the same problem, you would say, you know what? There's a bright side to it. You'll learn something. You'll know how to create a better marriage. Maybe you'll find out that you're better off alone. Whatever. It's not that big of a deal if you fail. You can't hold yourself to this perfectionistic standard. And so that's basically the bottom line. And I think that if you want that exciting kind of life, if you want to go and undertake this process of self-actualization, as I call it, then you have to be willing to fail. And you have to be willing to accept some risk in going out there doing stuff. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're like a bird in a cage. You're going nowhere. You can't get out of the cage. You don't want to get out of the cage. Even if the door is opened, you still feel comfortable in the cage. And how can you grow? How can you really live? How can you experience life? You can't. And that's why your life is average. It's boring. It's mediocre. You don't have really good results in finances or in relationships or anywhere else because you're in a cage. We don't want that. And the best way to get out of that cage is to make the choice for growth versus the comfort. Abraham Maslow talks about this. He's kind of the father of self-actualization. He talks about that every day you get little choices. And the choice is always between growth and comfort. So, for example, when you wake up in the morning, do you push the snooze alarm? That's comfort. Or do you force yourself to get up and do what you gotta do? That's growth. Do you grab the donut or the healthy piece of fruit or salad at lunch? You know, that's again a choice between comfort and growth. And do you go and do you raise your hand at the group meeting and you voice your concerns? That's growth. Or do you tell yourself to sit down and shut up and be meek? That's comfort. So you get these little decision points every single day. We all get them, dozens of them. And the more you can go with the choice of growth versus comfort, that's every day you're doing that. That's a little step, a little step, a little step towards breaking out of your shell, out of your comfort zone, out of your cage. And that is ultimately how you become self-actualized. And that is how you defeat and overcome the fear of failure. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. Please post me some comments. I'd love to hear what you think about this topic. And then, of course, please like this and share it so this message spreads. And go check out actualized.org, where you get more advanced personal development tips just like this, where we really cover fear in all aspects to a much deeper degree. Sign up to my newsletter and you'll get all those videos every time that I post new updates. It's all free.